This is Apollo Control at 55 hours, 35 minutes. A short while ago, Ken Mattingly reported that the tunnel had been closed out, indicating that Young and Duke had completed their suit exercise. We're back in the command module. The tunnel hatch replaced after all of the probe and drogue assembly equipment had been reinstalled. And we heard Charlie Duke report that his suit, when John Young attempted to zip it up across the back, appeared to feel tighter than he was used to feeling in that suit. Charlie said he didn't feel this would cause him any particular problems, but he was concerned that perhaps the length would be too short when the suit was pressurized, and suggested the possibility, or at least asked that people here on the ground look into the possibility of lengthening the suit a bit using laces that are in the legs. This is a relatively minor adjustment, and we're reviewing that possibility, and we'll get back to Duke at some time later in the mission with an evaluation of that suggestion. Following that, Ken Mattingly was involved in some activities using the onboard computer, checking out a new program flying on this mission. This is a program which, during Mattingly's solo activities in orbit around the moon, would give him a warning using the inertial subsystem warning light on the display panel to alert Mattingly to the fact that a thruster was stuck on. Should one of the thrusters stick, for example, during a sleep period, an opposing thruster would then begin to fire to counteract the effects of this, the end result being unnecessary depletion of thruster propellant. In order to avoid this sort of situation, a change has been made in the one of the erasable memory programs, or actually an erasable memory program has been added, which Mattingly will activate during that portion of the mission, and which would then give him the warning through the inertial subsystem light should one of the thrusters stick on. And as you heard, the test of that program checked out, and he got the light as expected. At the present time, Apollo 16 is 172,327 nautical miles from Earth, and the spacecraft is traveling at a speed now of 3,028 feet per second.